Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain train ended down in the red across the board here, down 6 to 7 cents in corn. May corn, front month corn, down 6 and a quarter at 364 and a half, while December corn went and made new lows here for this move at 388 and a quarter, down 362. Still about 20 cents, a little bit over 20 cents off the lows from back on October 1st. So there's still some downside potential. It looks like this sky's opening to get some planting done over the next 10 days. So we should get caught up to normal. On this Monday's crop progress report, it's expected to be 20% planted. The average for this Monday is 26%, so it's still behind, but the clear 10 days ahead should allow for a pretty good amount of planting to go on. Beans lower as well, down to about 10 cents across the board. July beans down 10 at 970, while November beans down 10 and a quarter at 951 and a quarter. And then the wheat futures were disappointing today as they went to new lows here, down 13.5 in July Kansas City at 508.5, and then the July Chicago down 12.5 at 488 and three quarters. Just looks like as the market makes new lows without any real threatening weather at this point, that just opens the door for a negative outlook on wheat futures.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Not much in terms of news today, official news. There was a little bit of sales of corn to unknown destination, 121,000 metric tons of that. Again, the crop progress report Monday should be favorable, showing pretty good progress on the corn planting, which has kind of been the reason why corn hadn't been selling off. And then this afternoon, we've got an on-feed report expected to be 99% on-feed, or 10,884,000, and then placed at 95.6% of last year's, and then marketed 98.1% of last year. We've had a kind of a rolling average of bullish reports here as numbers just continue to get tighter, but the market really expects that, so I don't think that there will be any real surprises on this report at 2 o'clock. Hedge funds continue to add to the sell side here, sold about 10,000 beans, somewhere around 10,000 corn contracts and 5,000 to 6,000 wheat contracts. It's really all based on the fact that the weather is really good across the board. Now, another idea here is that China stockpiled up to 82 million tons of last year's corn crop. Now, that leaves them with 150 million tons overall, about eight months worth of usage.
And your number?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping your markets, April live cattle up 187 at 161.17, June up 217 at 151.20. May feeder cattle up 282 at 214.07, August up 272 at 215.67. June lean hogs up 112 at 79.45, and July up 85 at 80.75. In your grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 14 and a quarter at 502 and a quarter, July down 14 and a half at at 507.5. May Chicago wheat down 11.75 at 486. May corn down 6.25 at 364.5. July down 7 at 369.75. May soybeans down 8.5 at 969.75. July down 9.25 at 970.75. And May cotton up 191 at 66.15. July up 89 at 66.34. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.